Walker's proposed expansion of the voucher program to wealthy households has reportedly made some Republican lawmakers nervous, and it's angered two Milwaukeeans who helped create the program in the 1990s, Marquette University's Howard Fuller and now-retired state lawmaker Polly Williams. So the governor says the income limits are being discussed.
As long as the legislature, if they want to recraft that in some way, as long as they allow the true middle class here in the city of Milwaukee to participate, that to me would be a victory. And I think for people like Dr. Fuller and my former colleague, Representative Williams, I think there's a way we can work with them on that.
Former Representative Williams hosted a forum about the voucher program last night. She says knocking the wealthy out of the voucher proposal, but still including the middle class, would not work for her.
It's unbelievable that we would take a program that was designed for low-income families, and to now, just literally, they're still in this program, right? They're just taking this program for the family who needs it the most and giving it to the greedy.
The income limit issue may be hammered out later in the budget process. Next week, the state assembly may pass a measure boosting the number of kids who could get taxpayer money and allowing parochial schools in wealthier Milwaukee County suburbs like Whitefish Bay and Wauwatosa to take in Milwaukee voucher students. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.